The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are tuned into On the Clock with Aaron Green on this good Thursday, the 22nd of July, 2021. On the Clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the Clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. I want to say, I guess, a quick congratulations to all the Bahamian athletes that are qualified and then were able to make it to the Olympic Games. The next thing I have to say is stay very, very safe. Stay safe, please, my Bahamian people. There's some very interesting stories coming out of the Olympic Games. Go and check them out. I obviously have to put a partial boycott on the Olympic Games because this is the 17th year Olympics in a row that they refuse to put pork in the Olympics. Why will they not put the game that Bahamians excel at in the Olympics? Porking should be the next sport to be installed in the Olympics, and then they will definitely have all of my attention. And if you are interested, there is actually a local porking league. So if you're in my age range and you still have insurance, this is the game for you. Please do not play around with porking if you ain't got no insurance, old people. You need plenty tape for that. Also, if you currently have or are in control of too many Gnep, so much Gnep you don't know what to do with yourself, it is time to make Gnep lemonade. Gnep lemonade is a great heat beater, right? You're going to pop them in a pot, cover them with water, set them on the boil. When the water turns pink, you're going to squeeze them out in a cheesecloth or a pillowcase. Little children, get permission from your parents first. Find an old cloth because Gnep is stained. You will get in trouble. Do not use your parents' fancy pillowcase. It's an important rule. Anyway, take that water and make lemonade. You may want to top it off with a little bit of water for taste. Minimize your sugar. Trust me, you're going to love it. If you're old people cheering, get some cooking time, boil it, add it to the Gnep lemonade. If you're out of mangoes, keep your eyes open because there's still mangoes in the market. Do not despair like me. I live in sadness now that my tree is empty. But mango season is the most beautiful time of the year. Before we get into the show, I have a brief message about the Real Property Tax Forgiveness Program. It continues. Save on your real property tax. Bahamian property owners can now take advantage of waivers on their real property tax in one of two ways. Bring your account to zero, or two, get a payment plan. This offer ends August 31st, 2021. For further information, email rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs or call 242-225-5778. This is a toll-free number. And this message is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Well, today, we're talking a bit about governance and political culture. I'm extending my conversation from Tuesday with Mr. Chelly Moss. I can tell you why. Because this is one of the most interesting conversations that has popped up in a long time. In fact, plenty of people around the town talking politics, you know. Plenty of people talking politics. But I don't know if anybody really engaging and interrogating the more substantive or real questions that we should be looking into, that we should be asking as we roll in to the next election. See, sometimes we confuse governance with politics and politics with governance. In fact, I think we have this habit or have developed this culture where over the last few decades, we have been importing. We have been taking party principles, party rules and politics and dynamics and bringing them into governance, right? As opposed to parties and politicians taking the most important principles of governance, the most important constitutional principles, and importing and entrenching them in their party constitutions and building their party culture and their political culture up around these constitutional principles. I think what we see in is parties importing their politics and their rules into governance. One example is the creation and operation of the Office of the Deputy Prime Minister. Now, I don't see anywhere in the Constitution where the Office of the Deputy Prime Minister is created. I don't see any allocation of powers or authority vested in that office. I don't even see anything indicated that like, it's an office that requires a budget. But there's an office, and it have a budget. And I wonder where it come from. And I wonder why it exists. And to me, it seems like this position of Office of the Deputy Prime Minister, it operates like a space in which we can give favor, right? Like it operates as a space in which we can practice politics to further our agenda, right? It's problematic to me because especially in a time like this, why are we spending money on things that we are not obligated or required to spend money on? And a whole office of the prime minister and the constitution don't even create it, you know? I think it's something worthy of interrogation. And that's not the only instance where we see, right, sort of these party favors, these party policies or conventions even sort of pop up into governance. And the real question is, should they be there? So when we look back at this office of the deputy prime minister, right? Think about this. When the prime minister leaves the country and he appoints someone to run the country, right? He doesn't automatically appoint the deputy prime minister. That person who has that office doesn't automatically become the person in charge of the country or the acting prime minister. In those instances, the PM appoints somebody else. So what is the purpose of having a deputy prime minister, right? And although we in the Westminster system don't appoint the prime minister, like we don't vote for the prime minister, right? We have to decide, we have to vote for a party to decide who we don't want to be the prime minister, right? You got to vote for a party to decide who you don't want. Because even if you vote for the party itself, they could change their mind and tell the governor general to make somebody else the prime minister. If they wanted to. Right? So I'm very concerned about things like that. Now, I see this article in today's paper in The Guardian, the national news section. Say, Bannister says Davis has lost credibility. See, that's another type of politics. I'm interested in that too, you know. This is hilarious. For Bannister to tell Davis that he has lost credibility is hilarious. Now, mind you, let's pause right here for a second. I'm not suggesting that Brave Davis didn't lose credibility, you know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for Bannister to say it.
Right.
Is hilarious. And let me just read this so maybe you get a sense of what I mean. I think this is Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Public Works Desmond Bannister. I think if you listen to the leader of the opposition, we should have been hearing about election being called, Bannister said. He goes on to say it hasn't been called, so obviously he has no credibility. This is another strike against his credibility. It's so very, very sad. He reiterated that only the prime minister knows when the next election will be called. Now, Bannister, that's what's very, very sad.
Yeah, I think that's the true, sad thing here, right? Because while Brave Davis and what he said can cause him to lose credibility, for Bannister, this puts him in light with the prime minister, a person who has taken all power, all hold of power in the country, and has made himself the one-stop guy.
Yep. It's not just that. This is the Biden promise you fix.
Right. Fix elections. And
he promised you that.
Oh, yeah. With the plethora of promises made by the FNM before they came into power, it's amazing that they think that they have any credibility.
And Bannister, you're not the first person to say this week. We got this very exact same statement from Dames. Mm-hmm. Pardon me, my apologies. Let me set the tone. I don't want anybody to accuse me of being disrespectful. From Minister Dames, right? And from Minister Wells. We got the very same thing. And what's best about it is, it's like, when y'all said it, you threw it in our faces. Like, key. Y'all know only the prime minister know.
Right.
But let's talk about credibility. Do you know how that makes you look? Do you know how that makes you look in a cabinet that's supposed to be equal among equals, right? Do you know how it makes you look when the prime minister insists that the competent authority is the cabinet, but y'all keep insisting that the competent authority is him? Now, a couple of people messaged me. It's a little hard about Tuesday's show. They ain't really learn nothing. I don't understand. I don't learn nothing from these people. I want to say to y'all, there's a lesson to be learned in every single moment. There is something to be learned. Right? And there is so much to be learned here.
Agreed.
Bannister, I can show you something that perhaps you have missed. There is a leak on East Shirley Street. It's been leaking for months and months now. Adrian Gibson is very concerned about who is going to pay for water and sewage bills. He thinks it's going to be me.
Hmm.
He thinks it's going to be us. But it can't be us because we're not responsible for fixing that leak on East Shirley Street. We're not responsible for fixing the perpetual leaks across the public, the water public access infrastructure across the island and the nation.
Right.
There are people who are responsible for that. And they could sit in a truck and ride around all day and just do that job of identifying infrastructure that needs to be fixed. So when you want to talk about who has lost credibility, I'm going to suggest that you focus on the governance and let the politics take care of itself, because that is where you guys lose credibility. I don't even want to get into the vaccine talk today. It's plenty to talk about. But I got to continue this conversation with Mr. Moss, because this is an important conversation. Yesterday's conversation sort of followed up on the initial conversation with Mr. Moss. And what I thought was important for me to say, and I hope it came across clearly, is that in this process of life, in this thing called living in a country together, multiple generations of Bahamians have to learn how to respect each other and to accommodate each other, to acknowledge that we are all whole and valid. For instance, older generations of Bahamians, you don't have a right to lie to anybody. You don't have a right to maintain a picture, an illusion, to maintain a sense of nostalgia, to make yourself comfortable, or to make yourself feel good when it results in you preventing young Bahamians from accessing the information they absolutely need, not just to navigate the world in front of them, but to direct their futures. Right? So in this conversation today, I hope we are able to accommodate other political perspectives and voices. for the purpose of building a better country. I got a couple of quick texts here. Great show as usual. Question, when are we taking Rodney FNM membership card? Well, listen, let me say this. First of all, Rodney Munker is a cloud of sort of madness, right? With a thin silver lining of brilliance. I say that to say this. We ain't throwing nobody away on this plantation. Everybody have value, and we will find the value in them. Now, y'all FNM, y'all actually give this boy a card? Well, y'all like entertainment and excitement. Another text. Miss Green, always love your shows, but I ain't respecting anyone who doesn't respect the Bahamian collective. PM and down, no respect for us. Let's come together, people, and vote out these mindless, heartless, deceitful jokers. Texas, let me just say quickly, if that's what your plan is, right, like you want to change politics, it's more than just rooting out the jokers. It's understanding the political culture, and no matter who you send into that arena, they will be tainted and changed by the political culture unless you change the environment in the arena. Good morning. We are always 5 years away from a better country. 25 years later, we are still here. Change the way you vote, Bahamians. Mm-hmm. A focus on what I like to call elector reform, right? Let's focus on changing how the voter comes to the booth versus worrying as much about how the politician comes to the booth. So, Kermit, let's take a break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to let my guest today, Mr. Chelly Morse, respond to these texts, respond to my opening, respond to any questions Mr. Darwin Thompson has, because these young Bahamians have some questions. And then I got a couple more hard questions from him, because I want to know where we're going from here.
First News, smart talk, all day.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The one that don't fall to, the count depends on you. So tell Ted to go tell the law. Mark it down on your calendar. 2021. This one's for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family.
In view of the global shortage of medical masks, the World Health Organization recommends that medical masks be prioritized for health workers, people who are sick, and their caregivers at home. In consideration of this, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends the use of cloth face masks by the public to slow the spread of COVID-19. In consultation with the Ministry of Health, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas has requested that Bahamians wear cloth face masks outside their homes. Such masks can be utilized in places such as grocery stores and pharmacies. These masks can function to reduce the transfer of respiratory droplets by the wearer. While cloth masks offer some protection, you are more protected if you follow the recommended preventative measures in addition to wearing the cloth mask. These measures include staying at home, practicing physical distancing at least 6 feet apart from others, washing your hands often for at least 20 seconds, and not touching your face. Our healthcare providers need personal protective equipment while caring for patients. It is important to allow them to have the resources they need to function properly. If the public use cloth face masks, this reduces the chance of having a shortage of medical masks for the healthcare workers. Masks should be used safely and properly. Let us protect ourselves and each other.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Also, remember, we're streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. You could listen on TV on Cable Bahamas channel 969 or Flow channel 612. You can also download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. You can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And that's powered by BTC, standard text rate supply. Or you could call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Good morning, Mr. Moss. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. Again, it's a pleasure to be on the clock. Good morning, Bahamas, and good morning to our co-host, I guess.
Now, look here. Thompson. I had a bunch of questions sort of right at the end of last week's show, but what I'm going to do is let you begin. You start where we finished off.
I forget.
Well, the last thing you were saying when we were walking out the studio was that, well, the question I had for you is, why is this discussion important?
Oh.
One of the points you wanted to make was understanding what our national inventory is, like understanding what actually belongs to us, people.
Right. Well, again, the reason why this Article 71 is so important, one, because truth is important.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how you feel, truth is truth. And it's important because, you know, we're narrowing now on to almost 50 years. And for the next generation, we have to equip them to succeed where our generation and the ones before us has failed. And it starts with truth, understanding that we're not an independent country. I mean, a majesty, all the executive authority of the Bahamas is vested in the majesty, Article 63, nobody in Parliament could pass any law. As a matter of fact, it's even worse than that. We are a landless people, okay? What do I mean by that? It's called Crown land for a reason. It's hers. I challenge anybody, show me the deed and title, proof of ownership, whereby Her Majesty transferred the fee simple ownership of her crown land to the Bahamians. Show it to me. There is none.
Mm-hmm.
There is none. So we are a landless people. So I would like to know that, hey, I don't have no land. You understand what I'm saying? That's important. Also, it's important because we wonder why we get nothing out of these deals, the Aragonite deal, the this, the that. You know why? It's not yours. You get a little pittance, which is merely a little commission. It is not yours.
Mm-hmm.
So if we understand something, that means we would be looking at it through the appropriate lens. So when we see certain things happen, we'd understand it.
No.
So that's the problem. So if you own something, instead of getting 5%, if you was getting 95%, that's a lot of money when you're talking millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. And so for me, here's what struck me as soon as you said that. I grew up in a town where we like to tell people, especially young people, right, two things. If you want to be mine, go get your own land. Go get your own mortgage. You can't be mine in my house, right? It's the first thing we like to tell young people, that your maturity, your adulthood, your capacity to participate and govern yourself is rooted in your ability to own land, right? And then we got this saying, money buy land. What that mean? If you ain't got, what that mean?
But see, it's even deeper than that. See, listen, we talk about Bahamian ownership. We talk about Bahamian ownership. Everybody in Parliament, Bahamian ownership, we got to own this, we got to own. Listen here, the first thing you need to own is your legislature. You have to own the authority of your country. You have to own the ability to pass laws.
Mm-hmm.
No Bahamian can pass any Aragonite Act, any Oil Act, any act. You can't pass no law.
Without the assent of the Queen.
Without the approval of the boss, without the approval of the owner, the local government. That's what it is. She's running a multinational global company.
I had this conversation with somebody yesterday, right? And they're saying to me, but look here, the Queen has never stepped in, as far as I know, as far as I'm aware. The Queen has never stepped in, the Crown has never stepped in and stopped or contradicted a decision made by the Bahamian government. And the way I responded was, I pointed out an argument that was raised in the Jason Jones case, which is anti-buggery law case, essentially, in Trinidad and Tobago. And one of the arguments that the I think the state put forth is like, look, even though the laws are on the books, we don't use them. Mm-hmm. We haven't used them in years and years and years, so there's nothing to worry about. Like, just because they're there don't mean there's a problem. But what I pointed out to the person was, just because they don't use them doesn't mean they don't have the authority to use them.
Right.
Listen, I don't care whether you've done it or not. The point is, in the paperwork, the black and white, it says you have all the power. And mm-hmm. I black people just trip me out, you know. Well, they never do it before. But brother, you read this thing what that say right there?
Yeah.
And the fact that they've already prefaced this by saying, to the best of their knowledge. And, you know, they suspect the mere fact this thing right here, and you could read it, and you don't have a problem with it, I don't have time to listen to you. Not only that, listen here. When you go on Her Majesty website, I like going on her website, it says this. On a day-to-day basis, the Queen is representing the Bahamas by the Governor General, wait for this part, with whom she stays in close contact via her private secretaries. Close contact.
C.A. Smith, not C.A. Newry. That's my other boss.
Oh, yeah.
C.A. Smith is the actual boss. Temporary boss.
White people, but they have money. Don't mind these black people. Y'all leave, but they have money. If you leave a dollar on the table, the Majesty want her money. All right, she but her money. White people, but they have money. You look at Hong Kong, they went into a little war with them. They take Hong Kong from the people.
Now, let me rephrase that. Give me a second.
Well, let me say that. Even when they let you go as a slave, right? They didn't even let you go right away. You had to wake that up. Slavery abolished? No, you got to wake off what you owe the slave masters.
Haiti is the perfect example.
That's not being silly. You understand? So even when they say they gave you independence, when you read your constitution, what they call independence, I got all the power, you can't pass a law. What part of independence is that if the word independence defined is free from outside control or authority? And all them smart people go in there and bring it back and say, yeah, we independent. We forget that past 50 years. The new children coming up, do you want to own your country or not? Do you want to be in charge? Do you feel confident that you could run it? And if you can't, just say no and let's go back. And again, if you use the side chick, and you want to use the side chick, it's okay. Some people got to be the side chick.
And another important question, right? As you get older and lose the ability to take care of yourself, do you want the people who are responsible for taking care of you to have the truth, to be rooted in the truth? Do you want them to be able to make sensible decisions because they are informed with the truth? Because when you become feeble and weak, you will no longer have control.
Well, Aaron, here's the deal. This is how I look at things. My job as a father for my children is to put them on game. You understand? So nobody could take advantage of them or hurt them. So I'm going to say, son, when you go down the road, there's a lion around that corner. Then you get a gorilla. Then you get a tiger. And you get all of these things there. So you could be on game. So you need to know if you need to take a knife, a gun, a big bat, or whatever. Don't go walking down that road like little Red Riding Hood and get your hair tear off. So our parents and forefathers, they've been deceiving us by not telling us that part. They tell us everything else, take me off for Charlie, all them years, oh, we're independent. But they never tell us that part.
Okay, so Charlie, I get this text here. And just what you were saying, you follow right there. I will read this text. The text says, please, Aaron, why don't you stop entertaining Charlie with this very technical argument about the Queen? The Queen doesn't care or even knows what laws we are making. The Queen does not approve any law. Her representative does, and that person is the Governor General, who is a Bahamian. Furthermore, the Governor General is only a titular head, and he follows the direction of the Prime Minister. Now, hold on, let me respond.
Well, I didn't respond to that.
But I will respond to it. You respond first, right? Let me say the first thing. You all obviously don't understand the crown. I don't think you all understand what hundreds of years of British diplomacy is about. And if you think they're just going to, oh, well, it's also our favorite cousins, tea and crumpets. We don't worry about it anymore. First of all. Second of all, right, this discussion is important. We need, first of all, why can't we interrogate these things? Why can't we? Second of all, on the face of it, it demands interrogation. And third of all, I don't want you all to think I'm being disrespectful, right? But I question that response from anybody who is willing to allow a government to pay a deputy prime minister for an office. It don't even exist. And the boy getting a car and a plate and perks and all kinds of lovely things for a thing that doesn't even exist in the Constitution, while people trying to figure out when you're going to build the first shelter for unhoused people. Hold on. When you're going to subsidize the cost of feminine hygiene protection for women. When you're going to put CCTV in the schools and in the public transportation system to protect the most vulnerable. Hold one more, it gets better. When you're going to pay somebody to monitor the CCTV systems that you have already installed, but you're sitting here quite comfortable with a boy walking around talking about, oh, this guy is a masterful prime minister and only he knows the date of the next election. Me, Mr. Deputy Prime Minister. Come on, guys.
Aaron, to answer the question, yes, is simple. Sir. See, when you run your business like a mom and pop petty shop, those are the discussions you want to have. Mm-hmm. You understand? They say Her Majesty is only a titular head. Show me that in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
See, whatever you say, show it to me in the Constitution mm-hmm. where she is a titular head. Article 71 says she get all the power and you don't have none. Article 71, another article says she appoints everybody. All right? Article 63 says she passes all the law. Article, I forget which one, says she can revoke your citizenship. Show me which article in the Constitution supports that she's a titular head. Show it to me.
Hold on.
Oh, I ain't finished. See, the problem is we get black people, all right, who were Stockholm Syndrome black people who were slaves. They were actually Her Majesty's ancestors' property, like a dog or a cat or whatever, whatever. And these people in denial, oh, no, that can't be. What you mean it can't be? You was just there slave the other day. You think something changed? The only thing changed is the goalposts, where we have black leaders who are willing to go along. And guess what? If that's the deal, fine. But tell your children the truth. See,
right.
If you get a gun on me, I drink in my coffee, and you say, tell your son Miles it's the best coffee in the world. I can say, Miles, this is the best coffee in the world. Wink, wink, kick under the table. But these people are, this tastes so good. It's great.
Yeah.
God.
Listen, I got two calls on the line. I was going to say, for the sake of being petty, I will not say it, right? But that is the point right there. Why are we having this conversation? Well, the first thing is, why shouldn't we have it? Why do y'all insist on shutting down every conversation that doesn't make you comfortable or that makes you uncomfortable? Second of all, boy, this...
But I can answer it because it's plausible deniability. It's the fact that they know what the deal is. They know that they have allowed themselves to perpetuate a fraud, a hoax for the last 48 years of independence, 55 years of majority rule. They've perpetuated what I call the slavery 2.0, 3.0, infinity, colonial, Article 71, macro management, suppression and oppression of Bahamian people. Listen, if we playing cards and I take all the aces, the kings, the high cards, I can beat you all day. And if you're stupid, I can beat you even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Our leaders, whatever happened, they have not told this generation the truth. And the young people who are supposed to be smart for the future tomorrow, they're just as silly as ever. I see no young person talking about this. I talk to millennials and I say, what y'all worrying about who clean a park and stuff for? What about who got the power of your country?
Absolutely.
That ain't important to you?
Absolutely. And,
that ain't important to you?
For me, there's two things. Here's where I'm invested in the conversation. The more y'all keep telling me that this is a stupid conversation and we shouldn't have it, is the more I realize
it's
that
supreme
it's
law
the most
of the
important
land.
Conversation.
This is your supreme law of the land that sets the pace for everything. The answer why you can't have feminine hygiene products, because see, these people are local governments and they know they're local government. And that's why when they go in the room with real leaders, they laugh and joke at them, because here you are, you wake at Guardian Radio, but you're telling people, oh, I own Guardian Radio. No, sweetie, you need a host here. You need a reporter here. You don't own this. You don't have no shares in here.
Right.
You're not the majority. Stop lying.
Right.
The executive authority is vested 1,000% in the Majesty. And if you understand what that means, just be quiet.
And Jelly, and we have a legal and an ethical and a moral obligation to be truthful, to be honest with each other, and more importantly, with our children. But I got callers on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
How you doing?
Good morning. Good, good.
Good. Jelly, 1,000% correct. I'm here to also add, it's absolutely egregious that when you search the word to find the word independent, what the world system, or let's say Google say, it represents free from outside control, not subject to another's authority, exactly like the young man said last week.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Caller, you're on the clock.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Lucky I was wondering and just give us a break. But anyway, before I ask my question now, you know how to catch a breadfruit tree?
Boy, look here, I can be honest with you. I've never said it before in my life, but for a small fee, I could share that very technical information with you. But if you find me on Facebook, I could link you to somebody who could
yeah, well, I love know. Breadfruit. I always be waiting for them to come and see it, and I see them and see it. But, I like you. I want my own tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to buy one. I want my own tree. Second thing is, why is it we are an independent nation? And I agree with Shirley as well. But see, we don't like talk the black and white, the slavery thing, and we don't like talk the independence thing. But why is it the Queen is head of state and church, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The official title for the Queen is head of state and church.
Mm-hmm.
That came from Henry VIII when they break away from Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think when the Queen and her family come to the Bahamas, they only go to Christ Church Cathedral? Christ Church Cathedral is the head church in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Hold on, Sparky. That's her church. When she come to the Bahamas, that's her church.
That's her church now.
That's what I say in the day.
Hold on. Give me a break, Marcus. So you got to go to other callers. That's
yeah.
right down the road from Government House, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the state church of the Bahamas. But also the front pew in Christ Church Cathedral. There's a sepulchre with a crown on it. The first church on the right-hand side to the front of the church, only the Queen and her family and the Governor General are supposed to sit in that chair. You know that? In that pew?
Exactly.
And on the side of that pew, there's a staff. There's a staff with the crown on top of it.
Yeah.
A lot of people in Bahamas don't even know that, you know.
Yeah, man. But look
and only the Queen, her representatives, when she sent her children or her family or the Governor General allowed to sit in that chair.
Sparky, look here. Thank you so much for sharing that alone. And look here, if you know me, you know my grandmother, Corinne Mitchell, when you walk in the house, there was a throne in front of the television that was always posted on ZNS, and that was her throne. And ain't nobody was supposed to sit in that. And if you get catch sitting in that, there was a problem. And so we all know what it means when Sparky says when you go into the cathedral and you go right over there to the side, there is a chair for the woman. Because it is her church. That's like her walking into her house and turning on ZNS and telling y'all, leave her TV alone. She come to watch her things. You about
listen,
to say
you
something.
You know how Bahamian people like to crack you, right? If you run as an independent. Oh, run as an independent. The treasury could use that money, right?
Yeah.
Listen, when you read the law, right? The election law. Say, 37B. Being alive on the day of the poll and not having withdrawn is not elected. And the number of votes polled by him does not exceed 1/6 of the total number of votes polled in that constituency. The deposit shall be forfeited to Her Majesty. That money is go direct. I don't go to no consolidated fund. Go read the thing.
Listen, and so here's what I am saying. Here's what I am saying. First of all, have the conversation. I will mention two things before I get back to the callers in this text. I will mention two things. During the gender equality referendum, Prime Minister Perry Christie made this statement in response to demands that the state in its adjournment, because they adjourned to reconsider and consult with the church on the bills, there's a demand to add to the bill number 4 a same-sex marriage ban. To have a same-sex marriage ban entrenched in the Constitution, right? And Prime Minister Perry Christie said, this is not, we don't think at this time that this is a decision for us to make for future Bahamians. Understanding that there's a mechanism in the Constitution that protects what is the temporary ban on same-sex marriage. He said, that's not a decision for us to make for future Bahamians because that's a permanent decision, right? Mm-hmm. I also want to juxtapose that to comments that Loftus Roker made when asked about this recent citizenship case, right? And Loftus Roker said, look, when we were writing the Constitution, you couldn't just determine paternity.
When there's what?
That's what I say.
When there's what?
I say what he say. What he say. when they was putting together the Constitution, you couldn't determine paternity with ease. You couldn't just know who the daddy was. And that's why we decided to do it that way. Say, now that we have the technology and we can determine what paternity is, then I'm fine with this interpretation. I'm fine with moving forward with this. I want you to hear two older men who were saying, look, here's what the original purpose was. We moved on in time. We got technology. We could still hit this original purpose. We okay with that.
Yeah, but he ain't tell us about Article 71.
Yeah, but we still mad at him with that.
Yeah, but listen, but Article 6 is clear. Article 6 say if one of your parents is a Bahamian, you have birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the big deal is.
Well, but it's the same thing with Article 71 and 63, right? To some of us, it is extremely clear. It couldn't be anything other than what it is. But here we are 48 years later.
Well, all that tells me is somebody else pulling the overall strings with a bigger agenda that's out of their control.
All right. So,
as a local government.
Okay, so Chelly, I got 9 minutes left. I'm coming to your callers. What I want to know is where you going. I can get back to this. Let me get to the callers in the text. What I want to know is where you going from here. Because you can't just bring this to a person like me and then just drop it here. I want to know what happens next. So let's get to the callers. Let's get to the callers. Let you prepare that thought. You're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Hey, good morning, Shelly. This is your boy from the parks, man.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Toyo. How's Mark, Mom, and Aaron doing? Now, listen, I like how you talk about reaching out to the young, right? Because, you know, Shelly, we ain't trying to teach old dogs new tricks. I'm speaking metaphorically, to the global sheep. It's ridiculous because the colonial stain remains a stain in their brain indelibly. You know what I mean? Have a good day, brother.
Thank you, number 52. Caller, you're on the clock. Hi, sorry about that, caller. Let's get to these texts. Hey, Aaron, I don't know if you mentioned it, but when are you going to do a show on the woman who kidnapped all those boys? I can be honest, when I find the medical professionals and the psychological professionals and even the legal professionals necessary to make sure that we're treating the subject respectfully, but also that we're not sharing incorrect information or perpetuating dangerous myths, right? That's why I waiting. But if you know any professionals or if you are a professional who is willing to have this conversation, reach out to me, please. Another text. Miss G, please ask the FNMPLP to remove those big nasty signs by our Seabreeze Light. We don't want your Father's Day signs. Are those signs out west? Also, stop obstructing traffic. Stop obstructing the view of drivers. That space wasn't just waiting for you to put your sign there. That space is there for a reason. Like, care about the communities you campaigning in, man. Now, the text, calling yourself Bahamian is accepting being the queen's slave. The fraud and hoax is the Bahamian identity. I'm African, Mr. Moss. So are you. Miss Green, don't tell no ancestry versus citizenship thing. I'm African no matter where I be a citizen. Like Peter Tosh say, don't mind where you come from. As long as you're a black man, you're an African. Let's stop half-stepping about truth. The only way we win is as a united Africa, not by keeping colonial divide. Here's another truth that we need to keep. There's no going backwards. Once you start kissing, you can't go back to holding hands. Once you start having sex, you can't go back to kissing. And one of the biggest issues for the African is how do we move forward understanding we cannot go back in time and right the wrongs. We can't erase colonialism from our psyche and our consciousness. We have to be able to imagine beyond these things, but there ain't no going back. So while we here in the present, what we do is we acknowledge the difference between ancestry and nationalism, right? One is a political construct. One is DNA. It's science. It is who you are. It cannot be changed. So I appreciate what you're saying, but this term Bahamian is being used for the purpose of a discussion. Mr. Moss, I see you there ready to talk.
What was your question?
And I thought you wanted to respond to the text,
no.
But I got something for you. Mr. Article 7 himself, wish I had caught the show from the beginning. Shelley should be prime minister. I'm sure he would cut the crap and get stuff done. Mr. Moss, so when I hear this question, are we independent or not, and I hear your response, I want to know, too, where are we going from here? The listeners need to know, right? Because you drop something heavy on them. You go to the core of their spirit and you turn it 45 degrees. What do Bahamians do next with this information? But what are you going to do next with this information?
It's simple. The first thing, and it's not to bash anybody or anything, the first thing we have to acknowledge is that our parents and their parents failed to tell us the truth. So at least for me, my dilemma is, do I want to do the same thing for my children? No, I cannot send my children or any Bahamian kid out in the world being stupid. Look here, you know the biggest way for my kids to get cut up from me is be stupid. Come and tell me you do something because somebody else do it. Instant cut up. Tell me you do it because you want to do it. Tell me you do it because you want to be bad. Whatever, but don't tell me you do it because somebody else do it. Because if they jump off the bridge, you can jump off the bridge too. You understand?
Yeah.
So for me, it's imperative that the next generation know the real deal so that they could move forward. Because so is a man, think it, so is he. And this is why when you look around the world, black people, we still fight for Black Lives Matter. You understand? We still in a position where white people think we stupid because you're not independent. You're still running here jumping up and down, but you're independent. Let's save the next generation. And that's my dilemma. Do I go along with the political status quo just to be local government and be independent and deceive my son so when he reached my age, he could say, you know what? My daddy lied to me. You know, let's do something different now.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is tell the truth, you know. All you have to do is tell the truth. That breaks everything.
So you running, okay. Two separate questions. Are you running a political campaign? See, me, I just run political campaign. I ain't necessarily running in the election, but I run in a political campaign.
I don't run political campaigns. For me, I'm not a politician. You see what I'm doing right now? I send you the screenplay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I into. I'm into nation building where no matter who wins, you understand?
Yeah.
I could win because if the Article 71 chip is in all the PLP, the FNM, and all the other people, you got people around here running, but change is here, change is here. Dude, how is change here if you can't pass no law in the country? Stop being silly.
Right.
I want to be in a position where no matter who win, we win. You understand what I'm saying? And that's my deal. That's why I do this.
Right. See, for me, anybody talking about turning the Bahamas into a republic, right?
Uh-huh.
Moving away from this system of governance. If they're not entertaining this question,
it's the most important question,
right,
on the table.
Here, then you ain't serious about.
But here's my thing with people who say turn the Bahamas into a republic. Before you could say turn it into a republic, you have to acknowledge that you're powerless. Because if you say the queen is just a figurehead and all that, and she's powerless, why become a republic?
Right.
If she's powerless, like you say, why change it? She's probably the richest woman on the planet. I love her.
Right.
I like rich people. Let's stay friends.
And my thing is this. If you could bastardize the document, the thing, so much that you create a whole office that don't exist, why you can't make the other changes to the necessary?
But here's the other paradigm. See, if you was dumb in the first case, you could be dumb in the second case. If the dude give you a whole independence thing that where you ain't independent, that mean now when he give you a republic constitution, if you can't read, he still got all the power somewhere up in there.
Absolutely.
I'm scared of you.
It's similar to the reparations discussion.
But to answer your political question,
yeah.
I assume if I'm still into politics and stuff.
Well, no. And more specifically, this campaign is substantive. It have weight. It's real thought. It's real political movement. Are you taking this to 2022?
But listen here. Here's how I judge people. If you tell me you want to be the leader of my country and you okay with just being local government, you ain't my guy. You can't lead my chat. If you okay with just being local government on a majesty's plantation, can't pass a law and perpetrating like you the boss, you not qualified for leadership. Brave Davis ain't qualified. Prime Minister ain't qualified. All these dudes just want to be local government. All the other candidates ain't qualified. All y'all want to be local government. How I could tell my son to look up to you? You understand? So with that in mind, I think he was going to ask me another question.
No. Well,
you know, they're serious. Look here, one thing I don't like is people who don't have no ambition.
Now, no.
Ambition.
What I want to know is this is a bunch of people now who are excited about this. They don't even necessarily agree with you, but they want to know
what to do.
And where could I talk more about it?
Well, you asked me if it's political. Well, definitely coming up in this next election, I plan to run. God spare life.
Okay.
And you know, for me to change things, you got to cut a head off the snake. So for me, it's only one constituency to run in. If I run again, I run in Killarney. So if anybody in Killarney want to work with me and support me and do some funding, look here. I want the Bahamian people to let's make a pact. No matter what happened this next election, PLP win, FNM win, let's get rid of our prime minister, our minister, and let's get rid of Brave Davis, and let's just keep cutting the heads off the snake until we get this thing right. But we can't be going back and forth between these fellas. Dude breach a whole election via the referendum, and we can reward him. We say we want leaders who can listen to us. Any leader that violates the instructions, the voting instructions of the Bahamian people, is not fit for governance, and anybody who supports them is not fit for governance. I mean, that's the bottom line.
But look here, thank you very much for that very strong.
I just got one last thing to say. Guys, DeAndre Ayton, we got to show DeAndre Ayton some love. You know, DeAndre Ayton, Phoenix Suns, conference finals, he fell short, but we cannot allow this guy to come home and don't feel the national love. Y'all know how Bahamian people go. If you win, we love you. If you don't win, we ignore him and he be like nobody's child. The Prime Minister, all the Minister of Sports, whoever involved, let's reach out to this guy.
And Jonquel Jones doing big things as well. But I get your point.
We should not allow this fella to touch foot in the Bahamas and we don't show him no love. It'd be a travesty. Let's deal with DeAndre Ayton and show him some national love. And congratulations, sir.
Absolutely. Congratulations, DeAndre. Bahamian, Jamaican, African, it don't matter. You's our boy and we love you. Last text as we go, Aaron, for years my mother was telling us we are not independent. Some of the old heads riding with us too. Anyway, thank you for joining me today in this lively conversation. I'm glad that this idea has a space and it is moving forward. And if you're interested, link up with Chelly Moss and talk the talk. Thank you to my guest co-host, Mr. Darwin Thompson. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Kermit Ramming. This has been a wonderful Thursday. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM because Levon Miller and Unleash is up next. Have a great Gnep Day, Bahamas.